your Saturday morning. Happy place. Here to make your weekend great. Ain't got nothing. That's our job. Put my name at Rosie on the House. And I'm the only man I know to blame. Here we go. I'm living. Yeah. I'm happy. Woo-hoo! And I'm free. Yeah. Just listen to the wind blow. We've got a little breeze blowing this morning. Look at those trees outside. Nice. This is where you set your Saturday morning alarm. We truly are the start of your weekend now, with sunrise coinciding with the start of the show for the central part of the state. It's our job every Saturday morning to melt away your anxieties and explode your fears and relax your heart. And we're going to start that this morning, Rosie on the House, with a special guest. As you know, the 7 o'clock hour is our hour. We get to do anything we want. 8 o'clock, we've got John Jay. Romy's here, my co-host. Romes, good morning, bud.
He'll be in talking anything about your landscape or gardening you'd like to be prepared to talk about. You can call in at 1-888-767-4348. Of course, there's a text at 411-923 and email at info@rosieonthehouse.com. 9 o'clock open line hour. We also have a pair of Coyotes tickets we'll be giving away.
All right.
And then 10 o'clock is our topic hour, and we have special guest Nathan Angel from Bellegarde Pavers.
That's right. Talking about outdoor hardscape and outdoor living. And you might want to cue up your 8 o'clock landscape question, because today's our one day of fall. We're in the cusp right here. It's like the coolest day of the month, but like for Thanksgiving, we're going to be touching on 90 again. So, but our guest in this morning has come down from Flagstaff, where she's experiencing a little bit cooler weather, but not quite the snow we'd hoped for.
And for anyone traveling to Flagstaff today, or anyone listening at Flagstaff, welcome. Calf Country Legends, 93.5 FM and 9:30 AM to the 7 o'clock hour. You're joining KGVY in Green Valley, KAZM in Sedona, and KTAR out of Phoenix.
Welcome to KQNA in Prescott. So
not on the 7 o'clock
all,
hour.
Got it all lined up, covering the state. So we have a guest that has come down from Flagstaff this morning, Mrs. Ann McGuffey. She's a mom, but that's not why we invited her here this morning. She's a long-distance hiker, a trail runner, a wilderness lover, and a health coach. Her lifestyle and her work is focused on healthy living, being outside in nature, and helping people be healthy, whole, and vibrant at any age. So we're going to have like a one-on-one conversation between me and her. Ann has completed a thru-hike of the Arizona Trail recently, just in 2016, and last summer hiked about 250 miles of the Colorado Trail. She lives with her husband and her dog in Flagstaff. And thanks for making the trip down and joining us this morning.
Thank you, Rosie, for having me.
Oh, this is going to be a blast. So, you know, if you MapQuest Nogales to Page, you drive across the state of Arizona in a south-to-north transient that's about 415 miles.
Wow, that's great. I've never done that. That's great to know.
Yeah, but if you walk it on the Arizona Trail, it's what, 810 miles?
It's roughly 800, and it varies a little bit because there's trail reroutes and improvements that are always happening.
Okay.
Yeah, but there's a reason why it's 800 and not 400 and something.
Yeah, I bet there is. Well, it's a spectacular route. It basically starts at the base of the the Huachucas, down there below Coronado National Forest, and crosses the state and ends up basically around Fredonia?
Yeah, it ends up in the House Rock Valley area, kind of roughly between Page and Fredonia, near the Vermilion Cliffs.
Yes. Okay.
Paria Canyon.
All right. So recreate for me how this got on your bucket list. Because the accomplishment isn't that you hiked it, but that you hiked it through. There's some people, when you go on the website, aztrail.org, you can see a list of all the finishers. And some people do it in 52 days. I see some people here that 68 days, 7 days. Here's someone that took 21 years. They did it in segments. Right.
Right. There's a lot of people that do hike it in segments.
But Anne McGuffey, I can see your name here on the list as a finisher. Parenthetically, I guess your trail name is Wonder Woman.
Right. That's my trail name.
And you completed it in 75 days. That's awesome.
Yeah, so you asked, like, how did I get the idea?
Yes.
Like, yes.
How did that get on your bucket
list? Yeah. Well, I moved to Arizona with my husband 14 years ago.
From?
And from Southern California.
Okay. Welcome.
And I started learning about the Arizona Trail.
A hiker, trail runner?
Yes,
in California?
I've been a hiker and a trail runner for a long time, and that's partly why we moved to Flagstaff, because there's so many trails, forest everywhere, Sedona's close by. So as a hiker, I began to learn about the Arizona Trail, and it really was almost a calling. It wasn't like I was looking for a long distance trail. It felt like the Arizona Trail called me, and I just felt compelled to hike it, and it fascinated me, this path that goes through the entire state, and I would experience all these different, you know, mountain ranges and canyons and all the history and culture along the way. And so in about 2008, I decided I'm going to thru-hike this trail. But my daughter was young at the time and in, I think, middle school. And to thru-hike the trail, the seasons are the spring if you're hiking northbound or the fall if you're hiking southbound.
Okay.
And that's just... that just works with the weather.
Okay.
So I realized that 2016 was the year that I could do it because she was graduating from high school in 2015. So that was when I could be away.
Okay.
So I just put it on the calendar, March of 2016, I'm going to start hiking the trail, and I made it happen.
And so what kind of conditioning prep? I mean, you live in a state of being in good condition, but anything special for this?
Well, mainly it was the preparation as far as logistics, equipment, food. I updated almost all of my hiking gear. I bought all, but I spent 2 years doing that. I started about 2 years before spring of 2016. I wanted to spread out the cost. I wanted to have time to test everything.
Yes.
And because I returned some things didn't work, and it took a while to get the gear that I wanted.
Yeah, you don't want to be stuck out halfway between the Chiricahua Mountains and Patagonia and realize, hey, these shoes leave a lot of blisters.
Right, and it happens to a lot of hikers. Those things happen. And I'm somebody that I'm pretty thorough in my preparation. So a lot of hikers don't do as much advanced preparation as I did. Some people even start out with a brand new pair of shoes. I don't recommend it.
Oh.
So I tried a couple different shoes 6 months out, had time to hike in them. So I really spent a lot of time with my gear and my food preparation. As far as my physical conditioning, I just kept doing what I normally do.
Okay.
I just kept hiking and trail running. And of course, I would get out and put a backpack on my back and go backpacking whenever I could. But really, it was more the logistics.
All right. Recreate for me what was going through your head and your heart as you're leaning against the barbed wire fence that we call the international border. And you're looking to the north and you take your first step. What's going through your head?
Yeah, it was really an exciting moment. It really was. And a good friend was with me. We shot a bunch of videos. We had a whole celebration at the border before I took off and took my first steps. And she hiked with me for the next mile and a half or so. And then when she left me, that was when now I'm alone, because I planned this as a solo hike. And I remember those steps and that's where the trail starts to get steeper. The trail is very steep from the Mexico border for the first 6.5 miles or so. It gains 3,000 feet in just 6.5 miles. And it was kind of a warm midday March day. And I remember thinking to myself, you know, and here it is.
And?
Welcome to the Arizona Trail. It was, you know, it was exciting. I was also relieved because the preparation had been
I could see that a little bit stressful. Okay.
Not only was I preparing everything for my hike with my food and preparing resupply boxes, which I can talk about what those are, but also just to step away from my life for 3 months and my family and my business. I put my wellness business on hold. So that was a lot.
That is a lot. So you start there, and you're doing this in the spring?
Right. It was okay. March 24th was the date I started.
Okay. And so you've got the trail, the 800-mile trail, logistically broken down into resupply points, I imagine.
Right.
Okay. And you've pre-stocked the trail with your supply boxes?
Well, most of the supply boxes I left at home.
Okay.
And they were all addressed and ready to go. And my husband had a list of the dates to mail them all. I only mailed the first few. I mailed one to Patagonia, was my first town. I mailed one to Tucson. That was probably it. The rest of them he mailed, and he had a schedule of mailing them. But nothing ever goes according to plan with an adventure like this. So
right.
I was not quite on that schedule. So, you know, we made some adjustments. But I left him with all the boxes because then he could adjust anything in the boxes if I realized I want more nutrition bars, or can you put some batteries in the box you're mailing to Pine, that kind of thing.
Well, I've just got tons of questions, and we're going to come back talking with Ann McGuffey, a through trail hiker of the Arizona Trail, in one nonstop visit that stretched about 75 days. She covered 800 miles from the southern border of Arizona to the northern border of Arizona, where it meets Utah. We're going to come back with Ann talking about her adventure, her preparation, and her logistics right here at Rosie on the House.